In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, traditionally, that has been recognized as a point of praying for priests in a particular way. It's a very good thing. But we also have to be able to recognize what our Lord did with his apostles. They were not ordained yet. These were lay people that he sent out, two by two, in every town and place where he intended to go. And so it was through the laity, initially, that the message of the gospel was brought into all of these places. And so I think if we look at the situation in the church today, we have to do exactly what our Lord said and recognize how that's more than likely going to be answered. We need to pray that the Lord is going to send laborers into his harvest. And we also have to recognize that is primarily going to be lay people. The church is going to be saved through the laity at this time. With everything that is going on, the vast majority of clergy are going to abandon the Lord. We have to acknowledge that. It's tragic. Look at what's gone in a religious life. Most of them have already abandoned the Lord. And so it's the lay people who are going to save the church. So we're seeing that even now. We have this synod that is going on over in Rome. Nobody knows exactly what it is because they don't even know. It's supposed to be about synodality, that nobody knows what it is. And so that's what they're supposed to be talking about. But of course, they haven't talked about that at all. They just keep saying everything has to be more synodal until the people decide that they don't really want that. And then it's forced on them, which is exactly the opposite of being synodal. But regardless of all of that, there are two things that we need to recognize. Well, first of all, remember, everybody was sworn to absolute silence. Yeah, right. There are 400 or so human beings in that room. It's not going to happen. But anyway, so there are people who have spoken. And the number one thing that got the greatest applause was when a mother of eight stood up and said, you know, all this other stuff, what we are most interested in is how we're going to be able to catechize our children and how we're going to pass the faith on to the next generation. That's what got the greatest applause of anything to date in this synod. And then, thanks be to God, yesterday, they unveiled what was really the central point. All the rest of this stuff is just a bunch of nonsense. The central point of what they wanted to do. And that is to give to the bishops' conferences jurisdiction and ability to make doctrine. Think about what that means. What the church teaches would no longer be stated from Rome, but rather each bishop's conference would be able to state for themselves, for their jurisdiction, what is moral and what is not. And of course, because this has to be done synodally, we have to listen to the people of God, and then we have to do what they're telling us. In other words, let's put it just into America, contraception obviously would be absolutely accepted because the vast majority are doing that. Sterilization obviously would be accepted. Marriages between two men or two women or three or four or five are perfectly fine. Euthanasia is gaining ground in America, so that would be okay too. But it might not be in Canada or in Mexico because their bishops maybe said, no, 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 we can't do that. But in our country, we could. But then you go to this other one and they say, well, these things are okay here, but those aren't. So number one, it's pure relativism. Number two, it's total chaos. It's the way that they're going to try to get the church's teachings to be changed. So what happened? The lay people got up and said, absolutely not. This is going to destroy the unity of the church. How can we have unity when we're saying that every country can do something different depending on the whim and the fancy of the bishops of that particular country? So, of course, we had to do the synodal thing once again. And they brought in an expert to tell them all why they were wrong. Right, because we're so synodal. In other words, if we want to make a change, we're going to ask you what you think, and then because, of course, you already think we need to make that change, we'll say, isn't that great? You want us to make, yes, we'll do, because that's what the people wanted. But when I say, look, we want to make this change, and the people of God said, oh, no, we don't, well, then all of a sudden being synodal doesn't make any difference, and we're going to tell you why we need to make these changes, because you are so misinformed and you are so pathetic, you don't know anything about what you're talking about all of a sudden. And so we experts do, and isn't that great? The people of God did not buy it. Thanks be to God. Somebody has been praying that God is going to send laborers into his harvest, and these people are saying no. We don't care what expert is up there telling us that we're wrong. We're not. The truth is the truth, and the truth can't change. But we begin to recognize that this room is filled with cardinals, bishops, and priests, as well as a number of lay people. It's a synod of bishops, remember, but anyway. But it wasn't a single cardinal that stood up against it, or a bishop, or a priest. It was the laity that stood up against it. God bless them. So this, I think, shows us where we're headed. Back when modernism first reared its ugly head, the vast majority of diocesan priests went along with it. And it was the religious order priests that saved the church. At this point, the religious order priests went totally along with all the nonsense. And now, sadly, the diocesan priests are following suit. Since the bishops come from the religious priests and the diocesan priests, the vast majority of bishops are this way. Now, this has happened in the church before. Go back to the time of the Arian heresy. More than 80% of the bishops at the Council of Nicaea were Arians. How's the truth going to come out when 80% of them are opposed to the truth? God sent St. Athanasius in, whatever happened, however he did it, the truth came out. And all of a sudden, these guys that were totally opposed to the truth suddenly had their minds enlightened and they were able to state the truth. This time it's going to come through the laity. That's happened before too. Remember St. Catherine of Siena? The Pope had moved from Rome to France. And he didn't belong in France. And St. Catherine knew that. So she just kept going over there and saying, you don't belong. You get back to Rome where you belong. Well, it took a while. Finally, like the woman in the gospel who just kept coming back, she wouldn't give up. God bless her. She's a saint. The popes aren't. They listened to what she said. They hightailed it back to Rome. So we have this. Remember I told you the other day when the Council of Ephesus took place, and the bishops were arguing back and forth about who Jesus is, the reality of who our Lord is. And when they understood, as they had, I mean, it was trying to be able to say that, look, he's not just a human person. He's not fake. He's not just God that came down and took on a human facade. He's not, you know, all these things. So how do we define this? They understood, yes, he's a divine person with a divine nature and a human nature. But how do we make this clear? And he said, well, Mary is the mother of God. The bishops were trying to say something about Jesus. The people of God understood. They took to the streets and they had parades and they were chanting Theotokos, the God-bearer, the mother of God. They were focused on what happened with our Blessed Lady and who she is. They understood what the truth was. It was the bishops who didn't quite understand it at the time. But they saw it in a different way, the supernatural sense of the faith of the people of God. That is there. That is already there in every one of us who is baptized. The question is, are we going to keep the focus on the Lord, who is the truth? And since the ones who are supposed to be doing that aren't doing a very good job of it, then it's going to come down to the very people who are the essence of it all. It is the laity. And God is going to raise up the laity to maintain the fidelity to the truth and to maintain that fidelity in charity. And it is that. It is your faith and your charity as lay people that are going to save the church. Yes, we will have a handful of faithful bishops and priests. We need them, obviously. As lay people, you can't forgive your own sins and you can't confect the Eucharist, so we need to have clergy. And yes, we need clergy to preach and to do all the things that they're supposed to do. But the reality of what is coming is that the clergy are going to be pulled every which direction because there aren't going to be very many of them. And they're just going to be trying to hold it together. At the foundation is the people of God. It is the laity. So prepare yourself, because what is coming, as horrible as it's going to be, you have to recognize that it is going to rest very much on your shoulders. There is a beautiful little monastery not too far from here, 20 miles away. The whole church is going to rest on the shoulders of those extraordinary women out at that little monastery. Nobody even knows it's there. But following from that is you. It is the laity throughout the world who have been endowed by God with the supernatural sense of the faith, so that those of us who are endowed with such wisdom and knowledge and understanding can stand up and tell you that we're going to change the teaching of the church and we're going to do things and this is going to be good for you. Isn't that wonderful? And you're going to say, bunk. We're sticking with Jesus and we don't want your nonsense. That is what is going to save the church, because the people of God accepted and embraced and lived the truth, and they refused to compromise it. That is what we're looking forward to. So that's why I keep telling you, you need to be steeped in prayer. Just what's coming at you is going to be difficult enough. When you recognize how much is going to be based upon you, your faith, your charity, your hope, all the things that are there, it's coming down to the laity. What a blessing. What a huge responsibility. So God is answering the call. He is sending laborers into his harvest. And it is the laity, not so much the priests and bishops, it's the lay people. And they are the ones who are going to maintain the integrity of the gospel, the integrity of the faith. And it is from there that the new foundation will be laid and the church will be able to rise once again glorious, founded on that faith which is yours.